WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden has approved the deployment of an additional 1,000 troops to help North Carolina's National Guard following Hurricane Helene. ABC's Karen Travers with more.
The president says in a statement, these soldiers will speed up the delivery of life-saving supplies of food, water, and medicine to isolated communities in North Carolina, saying, quote, they have the manpower and logistical capabilities to get this vital job done and fast.
It comes ahead of the president's visit to the state today. Israel vowing to respond after Iran launched nearly 200 missiles aimed at Israeli targets yesterday. Fighting also continues in Lebanon. The IDF says 8 soldiers were killed after a surprise attack by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon using explosive devices. In Memphis, closing arguments expected today in the federal trial of 3 former police officers. They're charged with civil rights violations in the beating of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop last year. He would die days later in the hospital. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. We Energies has some big plans for renewable energy. Ted Allen has an update.
The utility has filed plans with the Public Service Commission to build 5 new large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. The projects would be eligible for federal tax credits and power about 250,000 homes. They would also include plenty of new battery storage to provide customers with what We Energies call sunshine after sunset. The proposed projects would be jointly owned by We Energies, Wisconsin Public Service, and Madison Gas and Electric if approved.
Milwaukee police say they're going to be getting tougher on reckless drivers starting now. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said police officers will no longer issue warnings in reckless driving cases, and prosecutors say they will not reduce reckless driving tickets through plea bargains. The DA's office says they will be recommending charges for all repeat reckless drivers. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will scrape the low 70s. However, we will have a feisty wind gusting up to nearly 30 miles per hour at times, creating a high fire danger. Avoid burning. Winds ease tomorrow and highs return to the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 64.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I knew there was something special about today and coffee. I just confirmed that looking on the national calendar and finding that it is National Coffee with a Cop Day. If there's any police officers that'd like to come in and have coffee, there you go. I'll join you. We'll meet somewhere. How does that sound? Matthew Wilder is on 99.7 Max FM.
Last night I had the strangest dream. And you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said,
ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. You're on a roll and now you pray you last.
Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. From Moore's maximum hits.
Incomparable sounds of Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Jay on your Wednesday. Well, you call it Wednesday. The folks at the Carnegie Shaddy Memorial Public Library call it Tweensday. Age 9 to 11, welcome this afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. They'll have games, they'll have crafts, they'll have video games, and much, much more. Again, that's at the Children's Program Room at the Carnegie Shaddy Memorial Public Library today.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers face a must-win game two tonight against the New York Mets at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Crew dropped the opener 8-4 yesterday and will send veteran right-hander Frankie Montas to the mound tonight. First baseman Reese Hoskins.
He's pitching some big games before. He attacks hitters, which is a good thing for us. You know, he seems to get a lot of soft contact and relies on his defense behind him. So we love his mentality. He keeps it light in here, but we know he's got to switch when it's time to get on the mound. So I'm looking forward to seeing him out there. I'm excited for him. He's got a great opportunity in front of him, and we're going to need him. So, yeah, confident in Frankie for sure.
The other National League matchup is tonight with Atlanta visiting San Diego. The Padres won the series opener 4-0 last night. American League today, Detroit at Houston, Kansas City at Baltimore. The road teams capturing the series openers yesterday. Packers back on the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's matchup against the Rams in Los Angeles. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM. Well, the Brewers looking to even up the wild card series with the Mets. Game time tonight, 6:38 p.m. Interesting how they have those odd start times in baseball. Isn't that something else? Go Crew. Portugal the Man is on.
I keep my hands on myself.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Coming up.
So, listener, Lexi messaged me on the Civic Media app. By the way, Lexi is my daughter's name, so I'm going to give you extra consideration on your request for Flo Rida.
Norway, no, you didn't get my flowers. No way to say it better, but the killer was a coward. Face just showered, a minute in the hour. Heard about the news, whole day went sour. Bitter moments got me feeling like a lemon head. Put you in the box, just as wasn't, it's a cigarette. Stick on my records, but regardless, I get arrested. Ain't worried about the killer, just a young and restless. Get mad, cause the
I was destined.
Well, of course, yeah, I had to play that right away because, you know, sharing a name with my daughter puts you in a special place in my heart. Thanks to Lexi for the request on our Civic Media app. If you download the Civic Media app, it is free, of course. Then you can just search for 99.7 Max FM. Use the text feature to send us a message. We got your forecast in moments.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment, too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Konamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. Looking for a fun night out with friends or that special someone? This live music and comedy destination features laid-back vibes and top-notch service. Enjoy their locally sourced menu, wine and cocktails, cheese curds, pizza, or a yummy charcuterie board. Konamichi is the true taste of the Badger State. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will scrape the low 70s. However, we will have a feisty wind gusting up to nearly 30 miles per hour at times, creating a high fire danger. Avoid burning. Winds ease tomorrow and highs return to the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 65.
99.7
Tony Basil is on 99.7 Max FM. Well, there is a new poll out on Reddit today talking about what do you wear to bed? Do you know that some people actually just wear the clothes that they wore all day into their bed? No way. 1 in 7 people wear the clothes they wore all day to bed. Some people actually wear pajamas or underwear, if you can believe that. And some people wear nothing at all, which we found from recent information is the best way to get a good night's sleep.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Bamba, 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 bamba.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. About that time of the season where we're getting ready for winter, putting boats away. I've noticed a lot of people hauling their boats to storage. And well, I actually, when I got home yesterday, I winterized the boat. I was kind of bummed out about it. Had to do the oil change and the gear lube and the lower unit. If you are a DIY type service guy or gal, maybe you have done that recently as well. Always a sad day, isn't it? My wife was kind of sad when we hauled it away, too.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you.
and I'm lonely.